Underscore.
This is Angry Asian Seed.
I think I'll always be the bonus host. I don't.
Yeah, bonus host. Let's go.
Hey, is it a bonus? Is it really a bonus if you're always on here?
I know.
Like, it's just lore now. It's got to stay.
The man, the myth, the legend. Hey, come on, the guy who's always here.
I got my name right, fellas. Come on. I got it right.
I was going to say something. I didn't want to ruin the intros.
Yeah, I didn't interrupt Lord Mos.
That's right.
I got it right.
Let's make this a trend.
I know. Yeah.
Unlikely.
Let's make it a trend that we're finally not interrupting Lord Mos. But oh my gosh, since these are your hosts for Versus Cafe. Like I mentioned, we talk about a lot of times income scene of gaming and all things gaming news in general. But speaking of gaming news, hot topic, the one of the biggest leagues in esports has a strike going on with its players. Did you guys hear about this?
The League of Legends voted to strike because of the North America Challenger League.
Yeah. So basically the Riot is trying to like upend everything that they're doing. And it would take out like over 70 people out of the job, which, you know, it's not a big scene for, it's like pro players. Can you imagine like, oh goodness, that's like half of your football league. Can you imagine if half of the football league was just gone?
I mean, they'll just get signed up somewhere else. No.
If there's no league, then no, there is nowhere to play.
Yeah.
And especially we're talking about American football or like global football in that scenario, because if it's global football, you can go play in another country. American football, that's fine.
Well, you guys remember the movie The Replacements with Keanu Reeves, right? We got that kind of a thing going on now, or what?
You know, I've never seen it, so I just assume somebody got replaced.
Pretty much, that's the entirety of the movie.
Was it about scabs and stuff too?
Yes, actually, it was. Oh, B Team comes on. Yeah.
Well, speaking of B Team, did you see that Riot's trying to do that? Riot said they're considering having scabs if they were going to start their season, because as of right now, with the walkout that happened, they would not be able to have a summer season. So they're talking about, well, maybe we're going to bring like scabs in.
Does that even work though? Technically is like, I feel like it's just not going to bring the same energy, because like the pro players are like, the A team is the A team for a reason.
Yeah. Those
you bring the B team on. You bring the B team on. I don't know.
Would I be good enough to play on a B team?
No.
Okay, so that's my point. Even if you're laughing so hard that I could not play on it, and I'm not saying I'm a great player.
I'm saying that because you don't even use a mouse and keyboard to play your games. That you can't play League. Okay, using joystick. You use a joystick.
USB plug-in. I can try it. But the point is, I mean, you're saying it's not going to bring the same amount of energy. It's going to bring us probably a decent energy, because I'm an average player is still not going to be at the level of even a B team, maybe even C team if there is.
You're right. Yeah. You're right, but. They're not going to be at the level of their B or their C team. But that's like, think about old sports. Like if they took Jordan out, Pippen out, like the old Chicago Bulls team, they took all those guys out and they had a bunch of no names go. Who's going to be watching the Bulls?
Well, they became, you know, instead of Pippen and instead of Jordan, you eventually got Shaq. You eventually got, you know, Bryant.
That's another generation.
That's a different generation.
I know, but that's what it is. The new generation that comes on.
Nah, dude, if it's
a you eventually team, no, got the new ones that come in. There has to be a name.
The guys whose names you don't know because they retired a long ago, those would have been the guys playing in their place. That's the difference.
You know, it's funny. I saw this meme or something that was asking, like, you know, if like Jordan and all like the old names would be able to beat the new names, you know, like just I'm not a basketball guy or whatever. And they're like, yes, by a couple of points. And they're like, really? Why so few of a margin? He was like, well, all of us are really old now. So to play the newer ones, you know, it'd be a lot harder for us old guys to beat them, but we could still kick their ass, you know? So I don't know. Like, I just thought,
actually, it's funny when it comes to basketball, not, God, why are we talking about sports? Whatever. When it comes to basketball.
You say you
It's esports.
I'm just gonna say it's probably because NBA 2K23 comes to PlayStation Plus in June.
That's true. And we did talk about in a podcast they get Letterman jackets now. So hey,
they do get Letterman jackets. So I mean, and stuff.
Esports totally fits.
Yep. So that's why we're talking about sports. Well, so basketball was an interesting thing though because they changed the game back then. Like three pointers weren't a thing before. Like even before Jordan's time, but at that point, people were still doing slam dunks all the time. So 2 points, just do that. As people started getting better at three pointers, like the game changed. That's when I think the new team would have actually won because they're better at those long range throws, getting better points. But that's like, if you change the rules of a game, like if you gave a big patch update and the people who practiced with the old patch date went against the guys in the new patch update, that'd be like that. You're playing on a different playing field, man.
I'm sure there's a level of, you know,
I mean, they're still pros. Well, they'll be great.
They're still pros. But I mean, if you think about it, like just say if your main character gets severely nerfed instead of doing 100 damage, he gets nerfed down to doing 35 damage a hit.
And then you never played that way. Mm-hmm. And then you're up against somebody who's playing with the new patch.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair point. Kind of like how in Pokemon, they kept nerfing their abilities, like Protein. Hated playing with them.
Oh, yeah.
I love playing with Greninja. Then Protein got nerfed. I hated playing with them. I didn't care how cool he looked.
Seriously. And they got rid of like moves in general, like Snatch. I loved having that move Snatch. So anytime the opponent's Pokemon, if they wanted to like bring up their stats right away in the beginning, I'd be like, nope, that's mine. That's mine. Yeah. That's mine.
I remember you used that on me.
Yeah, and it's gone.
You walked in with like a Ditto that could use
Imposter. Oh no, that's a different strat. Yeah, I did something similar.
you know what I miss? The second generation version of the move Curse.
What?
You mean for rock types or
no? For ghost types. The ghost type one where it takes half your health and then just puts a curse on you and you keep losing health until you die. There.
And it was a pretty
It
was like 20%.
No, the move is there, but it does not do the same effect.
It doesn't?
It does not do the same effect.
No, I thought it did for ghost types.
It still might.
Yeah,
I don't think it does. Ghost
types, it does.
It depends on
who's using it. If a ghost type is using it, it still has that curse.
Yeah.
If a rock type or anyone else is using it, it has the other one where it slows you down but increases your defense and attack.
Yes.
I don't think so, but I mean, I'm, of course, I could be wrong. I'm not the Pokemon encyclopedia like you guys are.
Oh yeah. So no, yeah, it's still the same. Still the same.
Leave it to the pros.
The only change is back in generation 2 through 4, it was considered a question mark move. It wasn't a ghost type
move. Oh, question mark move. That's what it was.
They changed it to ghost type move, but the effect is still the same. If you use it on a non-ghost type Pokemon, it does the slowdown, but it increases your defense. But if it's a ghost type, you lose half your health. But then the opponent's Pokemon loses 25 every round. 25%. Same effect.
Okay, never mind. I stand corrected.
Ha! Nerd glasses shine.
Well, we still don't use the move, so it's fine. It's not really viable. And
I know it's not.
For a ghost curse.
Man, just Parasong and just be done.
Parasong is very competitive if you want to get somebody out. How did we get on Pokemon?
Like, I was going to say, back to Riot, I think this is exactly the point I was going to say when we were talking about it was, I think League of Legends as an esport is just showing its age. We have gone from League of Legends to sports to downright Pokemon moves to talk about how this topic in general. I think this is just more the death of League of Legends as an esport genre.
I don't think so.
I think so.
It's either that or
it's the women's sports issue where it's like NA players are just horrible, like women's soccer. So no one watches them or cares.
Okay, to be fair, soccer in the US isn't
this is my point. It's either League of Legends is dying or NA players for League of Legends just suck so bad no one really cares.
Well, so that was actually what the Riot guys were kind of saying. They're like,
yeah,
we're trying to revamp this because we are not profitable over here. The rest of the world is. So you guys are doing something wrong. We need to only have the good people playing. Sorry.
I wish Riot or League of Legends or the LA whatever association would post actual numbers so that it would be more transparent to everybody, right? If this is such a big issue, let's be transparent about it. Then we can make the judgment for ourselves instead of just kind of like trying to pick a side based on our preconceived notions, right?
That is true. Oh my goodness. Valid point. See, I'm already like, dude, rich guys, fuck them.
I mean, that's where most of the internet is. And I'm inclined to say the same thing because Riot makes a shit ton of money, but I don't know if they make a shit ton of money off of esports or League of Legends on NA players.
Well, so. Apparently, yeah, that's what they're saying. They're saying that they don't. So with North American players, but around the world they do. So
yeah,
wow. So I mean something. Something's different then in that case. Are they union though?
They are. It looks they like are. They are. There's an association are, right? for their so league. Yes.
So I mean, and if they're authorizing a strike, then that means it would be union.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what's interesting is trying to flex the power of a union for an esports team, because part of them talking about scabs too is some of the players who are their A team and would not go on strike. So how much power do they really have? How much power does that union have? Yeah. Is also what they're testing out right now.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to see, just see what happens there. But it's gonna be
Riot's playing along.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
we'll see what happens.
I mean, that inclines me to think that it's the latter of the issue, where there's not a whole lot of money to be made. So Riot's like, F them. Like, if they want to strike, then go for it. We make 1.8 billion in revenue on League of Legends anyway.
In other areas,
it must not be from this. So they're probably like, eh.
I know they make so much money.
Insane.
They do, but I mean, there's really not much there. There's really not much you could do for it. Though I mean. Technically, it's an esport, and then if Riot wants to change the rules of the game, they have full authorization to change the rules of the game. If they don't want people playing it, they could definitely do that as well. I mean, look at Overwatch, six player league to down to five players. They have the authority to change the game. It's their game.
Their game.
Like kind of like Konami and Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Certain cards are banned. You can't use them at all.
Yeah, but it's like seasonal. Whenever they come up with new rules, they reban, they bring them back. I mean, I don't even know how to play Yu-Gi-Oh anymore. I think we were talking about this the other day, but with Boopers and I, and I was like, I was able to do it for like the first couple of sets, and then now they have all these weird rules and monsters and these different sets like Pendulum and
I was gone before Pendulum. I didn't want to have to read a book to play every card.
Seriously, it used to be like a quick flip effect. I'm like, all right, this is cool, you know. But like now, there's so much going on. Like I played the game on PlayStation. I downloaded it, and literally, like before I even got to play my first move, the guy had already had like 15 monsters on the field. And I'm not even exaggerating. There's like you could put monsters in the trap area, magic area. You could put monsters to the side. There's like a different zone for everything. Don't even get me started on Yu-Gi-Oh, man. All these rules are BS.
again, it just comes down to like we're playing their game. It's not our game to make the rules.
So are you saying we're like the old buddy duddies now?
Essentially, for Yu-Gi-Oh cards, yes.
Oh yeah, I guess so.
For Yu-Gi-Oh and
if Yu-Gi-Oh wants to get me back, they need to do like that first season of the show. Somebody needs to buy an island and say, "All right, guys. If you're good enough, you can come play at this. That's what they need to do. That'll get me back into Yu-Gi-Oh.
Hey, man, I'll do it. But I'm like, you can only use up to season two of Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
No, you know what, dude? If I get a free island vacation, I will read that Pendulum book. Those books that are on each card.
if I get an island vacation. True. Oh, like, the game shouldn't take as long as it should because of all the reading you have to do.
It used to be three-minute, four-minute rounds.
I'm just saying the God cards didn't even have that much words on them.
The God cards don't have as much power as the new ones.
I know.
Listen, they had a quick effect. Obelisk would come on, sacrifice three, do 4,000 damage. I could get behind that. You don't have that anymore. It's sacrifice three to add four times the multiple of how many suns are in the universe dude, what the hell are you talking about?
Yep, and that's only if you're wearing denim, because if you're wearing any other kind of fabric.
There's a whole other effect. They have different effects for different areas and different things in the game. I'm like, on the same card, it can have like 15 different effects.
You need like three magnifying glass to read the fine prints. Like, okay, what does this say again?
Or is it just my eyes? Konami needs to get their crap together. Unless you want to send me free stuff, then I'm all for it. You guys,
Konami is doing fairly well. I'm just happy that we're getting a Metal Gear remake.
Yeah, right now, I know, so. We talked about that. That's awesome. I am still happy for that.
And Silent Hills too. So,
but you know, hey, as long as that remake, I'm going to go into our second topic right here. As long as that Metal Gear remake takes the time it needs to develop to bring out a great game.
Oh yes,
breath for that.
Well, technically, the game's all there. I mean, I just want to know like who's dealing with the port, with like porting it over, because I mean, like companies that do good ports, like Bluepoint, they're owned by Sony, so So, I mean, I assume that they're just going to be focusing on Sony ports, whatever game Sony wants them to port over, or whatever original IP they're working on. Like, I don't think we know much about, like, I haven't read too deep into it. So if our viewers know anything more, then that'd be great about what company's doing the porting over. But I heard that they're trying to stay pretty true to the game itself, or the original game, which I'm hoping, but we'll see. Like, because again, that was PlayStation 2 time. So
yep,
it's going to be a lot of things are very different now. And what we're willing to sacrifice for a good game is not, we're not as lenient as
we are anymore. We are not. Like, that's what we got to go.
We're a very demanding community now.
What was that?
We're a very demanding community now of games.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? Sometimes we have a right to be. Did you guys see that new Golem game? Like, we talked
about... It didn't even look like Golem. It kind of looked like... Remember, there was an old PlayStation game, Rave Eater or something? Or it was like Rave Reaper or something? Oh, I got to look it up now.
I don't know.
It's like a PlayStation 1 game.
It looks like this looks like a PlayStation 2 graphics game at best.
At best.
All the internet shame tweets that like Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie, and they just don't do it. Like, or redo it. Like, we were just kidding. It's just a joke. We just wanted to see what you guys say.
They launched the Sonic patch.
Here you go.
Sonic Soul Reaver. It kind of looked like that guy. You remember him? The face on him?
Soul Reaver. All right, I gotta look it up.
I don't know.
How many of our listeners have to look up?
Yeah, it kind of looked like one of those.
Let's see, Soul Reaver. I'm image searching this
game for like 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah, I guess not. Hold on, I gotta find something else.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not really. Or Moses, I think you need.
It might look more like that other one, the Oddworld.
Yeah, Oddworld. That's what I was thinking.
Does look like Oddworld. Yes.
I don't know why I thought Soul
Reaver. Zynel for the save right there. Lord
Moses.
Lord most fail.
I had to see Soul Reaver to get it. So there you go.
Okay.
I was thinking about
it's the same era. They all came out at the same time.
Okay. But remember, like, this was, I think, for 2021 in 2021, we were talking about games we were excited for. We were like, dude, there's going to be a stealth game with Golem, like Lord of the Rings. Hopefully they do a great job. We were kind of talking it up, and then it came out. We're like, ooh.
Ouch.
Not good.
Not even good. Did you see that they had their font was just Arial font? I use Arial font for emails. Like,
Amal, that's the font you change from when you start a new email.
Like, yeah. No.
The font I'm going
Calibri
to
is where it starts.
Yeah. Yes. Well, also, to the director or the company, whoever, the studio for the game, they had to release like a public apology for like the game itself. Yeah. They're like, we're really sorry. It didn't meet expectations. You know, like
as they should be releasing such a terrible game.
But like, how bad do you have to be that you have to make a public apology for how bad your product is? You know,
I mean, if you look at it the way of like Japan trains being delayed, if it's delayed by 1 minute, they issue a full apologies for it. And
they
they hand you notes to your boss to let you know why you were late.
Yeah. And all of Japan's like, workforce takes that. They take that note at face value. So you know what?
But to be fair, Japan trains are rarely late.
Yes, and that's why.
Mm-hmm. But on the topic of games that could have been delayed, though, I mean, it's like there are a lot out there, but there are some that after after a few patches, they turn out to be great games.
Yeah, like, I mean, okay, we've mentioned in the past in here is Final Fantasy 15, regular versus Royale, and I don't think regular was bad.
I don't think it was bad either. I enjoyed it a lot.
Wasn't bad, but if you played that one versus Royale, like, I think
critics... Is it Royale or Royal?
Royal. It is Royal. I don't know. Maybe
you're Battle thinking
Royale.
Of I'm thinking in my head. Persona 5.
Persona 5 Royale. That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, but no.
There's also one that should be on here.
Those two are completely like it. They wanted you to do too much work, which somebody like me. I did the extra work and dug into the lore to find out what happened at the end. Mm-hmm. Royal version of Final Fantasy 15, it like actually went into all of it. It went into like, it gave you like different people's, like when you guys split off as a team, you got to play as Prompto, as Gladio, as
Ignis.
Yeah, you got to play as them and actually see what happened in their side. You got to, like, it really fleshed out the story. And if that one would have came out instead of the original one, I think it would have been like a classic, like maybe not even not Final Fantasy 7 level, because that hit something different, I think, at the time, but like Final Fantasy 10 level, where people really look back at it fondly.
But it's one of those things of what companies are out there that can put their games on hold for that long to polish it up, though. Because Royale came out, Nintendo, Zelda.
With Legend of Zelda,
Tears of the Kingdom. Nintendo being the one-off, though, of it. Like, for Square.
How long did they delay that?
There was extra year. According to them, it was pretty much done last year.
I think that's a bullshit excuse.
And then, and they, I don't know, the game seems fairly polished.
No, the game's polished. I think the game was a DLC for the first game. We could turn this into a sequel. It did so well. Let's just make it a sequel.
And I don't charge an extra $10.
I agree. Like, a lot of the assets are reused, are for sure reused from the first one.
Now that I think about it, you're right. There is a lot of
reuses. They took a year to make it a game.
But I do think they added a lot of mechanics to it that were different than the original game, where I think it is justifiable to be its own game. And then I think it's nice that it's a sequel. It's an actual sequel, like Zelda, from, I think there was only another one that was a sequel, Boopers. I think you mentioned.
Yeah,
I forgot which one it was.
Not Link. Link to the Past sequel
and Dark World. Was it Dark World or something? I forget.
Between Worlds.
Between Worlds.
But, and that was like console difference. This is the first time that they had like two that came out in the same console.
I mean, technically, it is a console difference because it's not the Wii U.
Didn't it launch on the same day on both Switch and Wii U?
It did.
Yeah. So I don't know.
The Breath of the Wild was both a Wii U and Switch game, but Wii U sales were pretty abysmal.
Yeah, who bought it on the Wii U?
I'm the only one.
I still have my Wii U.
Oh, you know what? I did see that they sold one copy. Good job, Zynel.
I didn't buy the game for that. I bought it for Switch, but my Wii U is a Mario Kart machine. That's all it is.
I mean, that's fair, actually.
I liked it when they came out on the Switch. I got all that DLC and stuff. It's nice.
That's the same Mario Kart as the Wii U Mario.
It is. Yeah, that's why
they needed.
Why even have it on the Wii U?
They need.
Well, it was first on Wii U.
Yes, they do need a new Mario Kart.
It's been ages, Nintendo.
But going back to Final Fantasy 15, they also had the longest development period of the original game.
Okay, but
why do you need to polish a game where you have 10 plus years making it?
But to be fair, it went from Final Fantasy 13 versus.
Still got 10 years. They kept
changes. I agree with you on that one, but I think it was like, what, three director changes also?
But luckily it wasn't like putting a lipstick on a pig. Too. But
I do wish that they would have came out with versus 13. Like that, that kind of aesthetic in the same world as 13, I think
it would have worked very well. I felt like it would have worked very, very well. Definitely. And then just tie everything together, because I feel like 13, they were just trying to make a much grander universe. Uh-huh. But like, it didn't work out that
in absence of 15, right?
In absence of 15. And then after that, when 15 came out, they also tried to make a very grand universe as well. But that didn't really,
fleshed out either.
It didn't, because they had the anime. Like, you had to watch the anime to get this part.
You've got to read a fucking book to get the story of the fucking girlfriend. Like that.
Yeah, you have to. You also have to watch the movie to get what happened.
Get the dad story. The anime. Yeah.
To get the you're right. Then you had to read the books afterwards, and you know what? It was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot of stuff, and I think for Americans is that we just don't have the patience for that.
Watch the movie. I didn't mind the movie.
And this is another thing where it's like a Blizzard effect, where they make promises and then they
let's not touch upon the PvE on Blizzard side right now.
They were like, we're gonna have a DLC for the girlfriend, but we're gonna cancel at the last minute and you get a book instead. Awesome DLC, I have to freaking just read a book.
Fair enough, but I mean, but at least it's not like Blizzard is like, you know what, we're just gonna take everything, like, we're making Overwatch 2 specifically for PvE. You know what? Never we're gonna mind. Launch without PvE,
and then we're not gonna bring out PvE. Like
in that scenario, just stay Overwatch 1, Blizzard. Seriously, it was a money grab. Let's just face it; it was a money grab.
Mm. Yep. So, what are some other games that you guys remember that like should have been delayed? Like.
Cyberpunk?
Oh yeah, we've mentioned them.
Okay,
too.
But to be fair, Cyberpunk and Witcher 3, they are both from CD Projekt though. So they work great on releasing patches and getting things resolved.
I'm so surprised that Witcher is on that list. I wasn't around for when it originally
Witcher 3 when it launched, it wasn't bad.
Yeah,
dude,
because I played it much later and it was so good. Like, till now, I'm telling you guys, I haven't seen one person that was like, oh, I hate The Witcher.
Nobody hates The Witcher. The Witcher was great once it was good. But the thing is, if you played it when it first came out, like CD Projekt Red is known for doing this. They come out with like unfinished products almost. Like, you would be riding your horse, all of a sudden your horse would be on top of a house.
Well, to be fair, it still did that when I played it later on.
I was going
to
say, I think that's still a thing. The horse mechanics are horrible.
It worked out sometimes in my favor. I don't know.
Okay, but CD Projekt and Bethesda, they are both bad for that, though. It's one of those things that, I mean, what's it called? I'm just hoping, is it Starfield that Bethesda is supposed to be coming out with soon?
Yes, Starfield. I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, we'll see.
I don't think any of us are going to get to play it, though.
I know, because it's an Xbox only.
It's going to be an Xbox only.
Yeah. I mean, is it Xbox only, or is it going to be able to kind of stream it from my Xbox Play Game Pass?
Oh, you should be able to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll be available on Windows, yeah. So we might be able to play it, but...
Yeah, but we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. But I mean, there are a lot of games that inevitably fail, though. I mean, especially if it's not too late. But I mean, again, like, only like, I feel like the only company that can put a game, like, shelf a game to work on it is Nintendo. Like, really?
They've had the most success. I feel like other companies, if they had more success, we'd be talking about that more.
Yeah, exactly. Because Cyberpunk was an abject failure.
Yeah, that one was. Well, it was. I mean, we talked about that. It was so bad that Sony took it off the store. Like,
yeah.
Has another game done that? Has another game been
off
so bad?
Off the store? I don't think so.
Yeah, off the digital store.
Yeah, where Sony's like, we can't sell this product.
Yeah.
No, yeah,
it was that unplayable.
I think the only other like crash and burn, not to use a pun, it was Anthem, right? Like,
oh yes, oh yeah. Yes, but yeah, great concept.
It was.
That's why everyone was like so hyped for it when it came out. It was like sad trombone. Like,
wait, what about Babylon Falls?
Oh, that was. But see, that looked bad from the start, though.
It felt very, very
not Square.
Avengers-y.
Yeah. It looked like Avengers with a different like skin. Like,
mm-hmm. Well, you could play Avengers. It just wasn't great.
I was going to say, Avengers wasn't something that needed to be delayed.
Very repetitive.
Reworked.
Like, there was no it needed a different, after, like, the first time you beat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It needed a Final Fantasy treatment where it was more of a game with a story than like a mishmash of stories all.
I think they leaned too far into the buy more costumes concept for it, and then
games as a service thing ruins everything.
Yeah, but I mean, another one like that Lord most would love would be, I guess, Assassin's Creed Unity, right? You had a great time playing it.
Assassin's Creed itself, Unity game, if you played on single story player, it wasn't bad. But when you tried to do the co-op, which I think this was like the first time they tried to do a co-op where you could play, lack of a better way to say it again, co-op instead of PvP or whatever it was, because I think Black Flag had like a PvP kind of aspect to it where you went around assassinating people. This was the first one that had like the whole map available to you again. And I think myself and another one of my buddies were trying to play for several weeks at the initial launch, and we could not get together online to get it done. And we just kind of gave up after like one successful run. See, I don't remember anybody being able to really play it, but I kind of stopped after a while too.
Well, no, that game, I think you were playing it still like that when it was a little bit after, right? Or was that like day one?
Oh, I played day one, buddy.
Okay, because
day one, if you remember, I'm always day one.
Don't you remember the way like some of the sprites were looking? Like I put a picture.
I never saw that sprite.
I remember that.
This is how bad.
It's like a messed up version of the gingerbread man from Shrek, dude. Like,
day one.
Well, I think I got that game for like $5.99. I tried to play it like years afterwards, and it was still bad.
So that's why it got such bad reviews, because day one the sprites were so bad. You would see like people's faces were missing. It was bad.
Yeah, I didn't have any of that. I don't know. It might have just been, you know, those particular players. Maybe I just got in the lucky few. I never had to deal with that. My issue was always online play.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that was a big complaint. That's why Zyno was able to get it for $5. And by the way, Cyberpunk, I also bought that for $5 before they patched it. And after they patched it, I had a wonderful time with that game.
I still did enjoy it, but I think that's just my style.
Yeah, but, you know, I just wanted to touch on Anthem one more time, because since we were talking about that, like, how cool would that have been? Like, Destiny? Wait, who played Destiny with me here? Was it Seed and Zynel?
Yep.
Nope, I did not play Destiny.
I did.
It was just Zynel. So, like, we all know Destiny. It's a very popular game, and it's just like that looter shooter that was going on. So if you had that, except you were Iron Man... How could you go wrong with that?
Right. It should have. Apparently, the concept was so like, we want this. Like, what other game would you ever want to play? Like, you're Iron Man. You get to be him. Like, you get to fly around and be awesome like him. Like,
get a suit. Like, Lord Mose would have loved the customization that they had in that. Like, your mech suit. Yeah,
that would have been cool.
It would have been, but it was so bad that they shut down the servers, man. You can't even play it anymore.
Which is one of the things that sucks with games as a service. Once you shut down the service, you can't play those games anymore. So, I mean, at what point do you actually own the game, or are you just paying $60 to be able to have access to their servers? Yeah, but that's
do you own the game?
But I think that's a discussion for another time.
I know. We are talking about that, how they're trying to take away ownership of video games now. Even like putting in hard coding, like the Animal Crossing.
Oh, well, yeah, we need to eventually get into that, because that doesn't sound right, man. That's why I've always gotten the physical copies instead of the digital, like you chumps.
Heck, us chumps.
I'm still a physical person.
The same boat as you now. Looks like they're hard coding some things, or they're trying to. They're trying to see what they can get away with. And
let's start a union. They can't get away
with it. Let's start a union. Oh my God. Can you imagine that? The video game players union, and if we had that power to just say, guys, don't buy this game until they come into our demands.
We have that power now.
No, we don't.
We do.
It's called Reddit.
As a group of gamers, we have that power. It's just none of us can ever agree on it.
No, that's what I mean.
That's true.
There was a lot of people who were very upset at the Harry Potter Wizarding World game because they were like J.K. Rowling and all the stuff, the controversy. But it's still one of the hottest selling games, and they tried.
There wasn't a lot of people upset with it.
There were a lot of people upset with it.
It's just the loudest.
Every other article,
the loudest voices
in the
room.
There was a lot of people.
It is loudest
voices.
Every time
you went into the articles themselves in the comments, everyone was like, "Dude, it's a freaking game. Get past it." You know, like it had nothing to do with J.K. Rowling. She wasn't even a part of this.
Were a lot of people.
I didn't see one negative comment on it. I saw a lot of articles hyping it up.
No, there were a lot of negative comments.
It's a designal point. I mean, it's the loudest voices. And then, and also like, and just for online sake, could just be a bunch of trolls and a bunch of bots as well. There's really very few ways to sniff those out. I mean, similar to certain movie review ratings as well, being review bombed, same games get review bombed as well. I mean, it can't be helped nowadays. I mean, there's zero repercussion for certain things you do online. So,
well, the only way for you to do it is to make your own, form your own opinion, try it out. And if you're a person that has to wait until it's $5 or free on PlayStation Plus or whatever you do,
PlayStation Plus is not free.
Oh, I mean, whatever the case is, you know what I mean? Like, however you get the game, if you get it cheaper or full price, or if it speaks to you, that's what we should be encouraging. We shouldn't be encouraging an area where people are only going for the games, the media that they actually keep hearing good things about.
Yeah.
People should be going for all these stuff that speaks to them. That's something they really enjoy. I know we crashed on the Gollum game, but like we said in the very beginning, we all had high hopes for it because we all enjoyed Lord of the Rings. We all thought the concept was really cool. But then immediately without any, I don't believe any of us played it, right?
Nope.
With none of us playing it, all we saw was all the negative reviews, and we automatically formed a review of you know what? This game is crap. Let's not touch it.
Well, I will say,
a screenshot, and the screenshot spoke.
Yeah, I was going to say. A screenshot.
Listen, you could say the same thing about Assassin's Creed Unity. The screenshot that Boopers put up looked horrible. I don't even know what game that was. But when I enjoyed it on single player.
But that was a cutscene in single player, Lormos. Yeah. Just because it didn't happen to you does not mean it didn't happen.
Yeah, it happened to a lot of people.
Granted, but that's my point. That's why we should be forming our own opinions as players and gamers. And whether you want to go in at a $5 financial risk or if you want to go in at a lower or higher financial risk, that should be the only opinion that it should be up. And again, it's in your court. You should be the one to decide that and what you're comfortable with.
I bought Cyberpunk for $5 and loved it.
I still won't touch it because it's a first person player and I don't play first person.
Bought it for $5 and wish I could return it. Jeez.
It's okay.
$5 is too rich.
But hey, actually, it's funny. I think we're going to be closing up here, but I want to tell you guys something. You know, I like how we record these beforehand. Like, of course, these drop on Sundays, just so you listeners know, like a little bit behind the scenes. we're recording this on a Wednesday, but by this point, when you hear this recording, Street Fighter VI will have been out for 3 days, which means I will not have showered for 3 days. I
will be
closed up in here.
Hey, poor Mrs. Cooper.
Talk to me on June 22nd.
June 22nd, I will not have showered either.
Yeah, same, you are same, hearing I my agree. Voice, but just know in this time I have been held up like a golem in a cave, looking at my precious glimmering off the TV.
I think is it already out now? Like you're playing?
Well, it is out on June 2nd, which is this Friday. So as of this, when you are hearing this recording, 2 days ago, so this will be the third day as of us actually recording, it doesn't come out for 2 days. So that's why you're hearing me.
I think we should go buy it too. I got a couple of games backlogged I won't get into now because, we got to come off in a minute.
Zelda is going to take another 160 hours to finish. So,
I need to finish Breath of the Wild before Final Fantasy 16 comes Kingdom. Out.
Oh, yeah.
Tears of the Kingdom.
I was like, you're on Breath of the Wild. You've got a long time to go. Tears of the Kingdom is like,
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I did everything where I could just go to the final. I could just go to the final boss right now. I'm pretty sure I can, but all the other shrines are calling to me. So,
but yeah. So hey, that's what we wanted to say to you. Also, saying later from my cave. This is Mr. Boopers.
This is Lord Most _.
This is Angry Agent Seed.
And Zion.
Later, y'all.
Bye. Peace.
Peace.